Louisville, Kentucky, 1967, and Muhammad Ali had placed himself in the thick of another fight.
I think that the freedom of the people here in Louisville, is more, who are human beings, is more important than some horses running.
As part of their ongoing struggle for equality and fair housing, black protesters in Ali's hometown had targeted the state's signature event, the Kentucky Derby. The boxer was determined to lend his support.
I'm with them for freedom, justice, and equality here in Louisville, even more so than I am the people in Vietnam. And my people first deserve freedom, justice, and equality.
Muhammad Ali became a significant cultural force that energized the whole civil rights movement.
According to the civil rights leader Al Sharpton, no one did more in the 60s to nurture black pride. The boxer's domination in the ring gave him a unique standing outside it. And though other black sports stars like the runner Jesse Owens and the baseball player Jackie Robinson had broken down the walls of prejudice with their athletic prowess, Ali fused his distinctive voice and outsized personality to the protest movement.
Here was a guy that we all wanted to be like that was standing for something. You got to remember, a kid didn't want to be like an old preacher in a suit and tie going to jail. You wanted to be Muhammad Ali. You wanted to float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You wanted to be the one that all the girls wanted. You wanted to be the one that could pack arenas. And for him to say, I'm going to walk away from all of that to stand up for the rights of my people, it made it exciting then to join the movement.
This here's the story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name.
By changing his name in 1964 and by embracing the separatist teachings of the Muslim Nation of Islam that it signified, he placed himself outside of the mainstream civil rights movement.
Why do you insist on being called Muhammad Ali now?
That's the name given to me by my leading teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's my original name. That's a black man name. Cassius Clay was my slave name. I'm no longer a slave.
But Al Sharpton believes he was a unifying figure, both for those who favored the nonviolent approach of Martin Luther King and those who preferred the radicalism of Malcolm X.
Ali would openly embrace physically Dr. King. He almost became the one bridge for all segments of the black movement. Everybody agreed on Ali. He became the unifying force. That is why I think we made a lot of progress.
Nine top Negro athletes meet with Cassius Clay to discuss his anti-draft stand.
It was not just the freedom struggle in which Ali took a lead. He was also a lightning rod for the protest movement against the war in Vietnam. In 1967, citing his religious beliefs, he refused to be conscripted into the US Army. No member of the Viet Cong had ever racially vilified him, he famously said. With the courts viewing him as a draft evader, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison and stripped of his boxing titles.
I'm a champ of the world, this is Athletic Commissioner, and I'm here to fight for the title. And
do you think that you're acting like a people's champion?
He ended up avoiding jail, but didn't fight for 4 years. Tony Gittins was a student leader at the time.
Muhammad Ali's stand against the war encouraged a lot of other African-American men to also resist going into the army. Folks burned their draft cards. There were marches where people were shouting, hell no, we won't go. He had that kind of impression, and his example was enough to drive people to follow him.
What set the boxer apart, says Al Sharpton, was the enormous personal and financial sacrifice he was prepared to make at a time when most Americans still supported the war.
Here was a guy that said, lock me up. I'm not going. And I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm arguably supposed to be the baddest guy in the world, and I'm not going, and you can take everything I have. That brought it to a whole nother level that we had never seen before and haven't frankly seen after.
He says, I'm the greatest the world's ever seen, the heavyweight champion who came back again.
In his later years, Muhammad Ali's views softened. He rejected the belief promoted by the Nation of Islam that white men were devils. The American establishment loved rather than feared him. But by then he'd already made a matchless contribution to American history as an athlete who changed his sport and as an activist who changed his country.
Catch me if you can.
catch me if you can. I'm Ali. Catch me if you can.